Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Well, it is. And we're just not going to get away from that. Or do we want to get away from that? I'm just kind of going over in thought and rehearsing in my mind the conversation that we had actually had yesterday. Me and my former pastor, my spiritual overseer, and he really is. He's awesome. He's a prophetic dude. He nails it. He's a man of God. And we started getting into conversations about just the way things are today and the way things used to be in this country. And for example, we were talking about, he was talking about love. And just let me be really transparent here with you. They were talking back and forth, me and him were, about the things that are contrary to the way that they used to be in this country. And when I say that, when you look at the forefathers and you look at the men of God from 100 years ago in this country, it's completely, completely different than what we see today in this country. And I said to him, I said, you know, I know that we talk about love a lot, and I know that very little of love is demonstrated whatsoever in this country. I know there's a lot of professing love going on, but there's little demonstrated. And I said, I started to go back and forth with him, and I just said, how do you reconcile this with the church in America today? Friends, when I first got saved, I called upon the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I said, Lord, I was in a band touring across the country calling upon Him. I said, if this is who You are, then I don't want anything to do with You. But I was convicted, and I had enough discernment to know that when I opened that book without me knowing anything about it, it wasn't who He was that I was seeing in the American professed church. So in my conversation that I was having, we were talking about love. We were talking about the modern church. And I said, how do you reconcile that with men of old? For example, I brought up John Knox. John Knox was a prophet boy. He was a reformer in Scotland. One man. They said that when John Knox used to come into Scotland, Mary Queen of Scots literally used to knock her knees together. She was afraid of that man of God. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. It was real. I brought up the fact that, did you know that Mary Queen of Scots, concerning John Knox, that prophet of God in the 1600s, do you realize that Mary Queen of Scots, it was recorded and a testimony was written, let it be written, let it be done, that she was more afraid of the prayers of John Knox than she was afraid of all the armies in Europe. How do we reconcile what we see today in the Church of America with the men of old? They said that when John Knox got up to preach, they said that he was really calm. And then about 10 minutes into it, all of a sudden the anointing, the power of God would drop on him. You know the anointing where David said, by my God I'll go through a troop, and by my God I'll go through a wall. The Lord breaketh forth upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth, David said. That power, that anointing of God that worked through that youth, that David that took out Goliath with Goliath's own sword. They said that John Knox started to pound the pulpit as if he was violent. As if he was being violent, friends. Why would he be so violent? What was he angry about? It's called righteous indignation. Why can men of God like Martin Luther say that either when you preach, they're going to get angry with you, or else they're going to be angry with their sins? Why did they say of Jesus Christ that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes? Because Scripture tells us that we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That is the testimony of prophecy, by the way, friends. Not a bunch of little pansies walking around smacking sheep on the butt with pink booties on, saying everything's okay, praise Jesus, powerless crumbs. Powerless, effeminate pansies is what they are. And they're a reproach to the kingdom of God. They're a reproach to the kingdom of heaven. I kept going back and forth with my pastor, and I said, how do we reconcile the modern day preachers with the men of old? The men of old didn't talk about God. They walked in the power of God, and Scripture tells us that when we walk in holiness, that He delivereth up our enemies from before us, but now we capitulate in the face of the enemy? And God never used a majority to prevail? He always used a minority? Why? I brought up the fact that the reformer Martin Luther said of himself, listen carefully, friends. When speaking to my pastor, I said the reformer Martin Luther said of himself that he was rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. He said, I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I said, if a man of God was to walk up and preach in a pulpit in America today, they would say he has Beelzebub. He is possessed of devils. Well, let me just give you a little history, friends. If it wasn't for Martin Luther, love him or hate him, Catholics, you wouldn't have religious freedoms today. Over 540 million descendants of Martin Luther, and by the way, friends, that includes you, America, are free, and you have religious freedoms because of that one man. Oh, don't shout me down, friends. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, brother. You know, even going to Martin Luther King, friends, he was radical. I mean, that dude was radical. You ever see him off of film? Did you ever see him on film, friends, off the scene from the public eye? Not only was he a major prophet, but he was radical. Did you know a week before he died, by the way, did you know that his last sermon was How America's Going to Hell? Speaking of MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Isn't it interesting he took the name Martin Luther? Martin Luther's real name was Michael. Michael King, friends. Hip-hop musician. I'll get back to this right after the break, friends. I love this. I love this. I love this. Talking about my conversation with my pastor of years gone by, how do we reconcile the modern-day church with the men of old? I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Talking about the conversation that I had with my pastor the other day, and I said, how do you reconcile the men of old that walked with God, and everybody knew they were men of God because they walked in the power of His presence, to the modern day gospel? You just can't do it. You can't get away with it, friends. When you read Scripture, you see the difference between the goats and the sheep. It's really easy to see. The modern-day Church of America has stifled the prophets to the best of their ability. And let me tell you why. Because they don't want absolutes. But yet the Bible declares unto those that listen to the prophets, hey, believe the prophets and be thou established. Our whole doctrine is based off the apostles and the prophets, yet now we want to reject them? Man, that reminds me of the analogies given, the Father gives, and the people attempt to take away. No, the Lord will take away. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. And that's exactly what He does to disobedient people. Right before the break, I was talking about Martin Luther King, a modern-day prophet. Listen to what he said carefully. He said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. Talking about radicalism, friends. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. He said, was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? He said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Folks, red, black, yellow, purple, white, pink, it doesn't matter. We all bleed the same color. And my Heavenly Father said that all nations are one blood. So Martin Luther King Jr. goes on. He said, so the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. He said, will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? This prophet also said, he who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetuate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. Oh, folks, I know. I know by experience, friends, the spirit of the world has not changed. It hasn't. You praise the dead prophets, but you persecute and kill the living ones. Nothing's changed. Now that he is safely dead, speaking about men of God that walked in the power of God. Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. You know, hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King Jr., speaking of a radical prophet of our time, friends. Oh, and I don't want to hear anybody tell me, Bradley, but did you know this about Martin Luther King, friends? I'm telling you what, I sat with Andrew Young for 3 hours. Matter of fact, Andrew Young said, Bradley, Martin would have loved you. Whew, if I can become half the man, if I can obtain a good report from a just and a holy God to bring forth fruit that will liberate men in half the measure that that man brought forth, I'll be happy. Hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King and the millennium, there's this year-by-year softening of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to a physical level if need be. Oh, Bradley, didn't you hear that? Martin Luther King Jr., he was a communist. Oh, was he? Really? Who told you that? Curious, who told you that? Who told you that? I'll tell you who told you that. J. Edgar Hoover. He was the head of the organization called the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I didn't know that it was the FBI's job to demonize a man that was liberating a people that were oppressed for over 200 years. Matter of fact, they said of J. Edgar Hoover that he had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. Of course he did. J. Edgar Hoover in his demented, sick mind was controlling people, and Martin Luther King Jr., who said, how can a communist be a preacher? He said, I'm a preacher. He goes, I don't agree with totalitarianism. No, preachers are called forth to lead men away from the men that lead them into bondage. Remember, the Son of Man maketh men free? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is found in the confines of God's laws, not outside of them. J. Edgar Hoover didn't like that. But Bradley, I heard this about Martin Luther King Jr., and I heard this. I know, do a Google search on Bradley Dean. Tell me what you find. You find a bunch of people that are advocating crimes against you, the people that are attacking me constantly. And you question me for doing the right thing? Are you kidding me? Nothing new under the sun, friends. Nothing new under the sun. Talking about how do you reconcile the modern gospel with the men of old that walked in the power of God. How do you do that? I mean, men of old said such things as this: where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefields, besides his mere flight and disgrace, if he flinches at that one point. God sent prophets to hew. To hew. Cut in half. Now, let me say it this way so I don't have anybody writing an article, one of these little radical ground feeders, saying that I was calling for the execution of human beings in America. It's not what I'm calling for. The job of the preacher is to slay sin, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, rightly said. It's to slay sin, not to compromise sin, not to pamper sin. Oh, Bradley, this is abusive. Oh, this is just too much, man. I can't handle this. Oh, Bradley, quit, man. You're crucifying me. Really? I thought you said you were a Christian. I am a Christian. Really? You said that it is crucifying you. I thought we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us, and the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. I thought that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. I thought Scripture told us that I must decrease that he might increase. Oh, wait a second. Maybe now we're starting to understand the Martin Luther's now. Maybe we're starting to understand the message of the apostles and the prophets. Maybe we're now starting to understand why they were killed. Stoned. Martin Luther, I'm rough, boisterous, stormy, altogether warlike. I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear wild forests. Oh, man! Martin, you're awesome! Let me say this, friends. If you love the truth, you're right. He was a man of God in power. With no compromise. Matter of fact, after he came up with his first German translation, he gave it to the prince. And the prince said, "You'll know what they'll do to you. This is a sign of defiance." He said, "Yes, I know." He looked at Martin Luther, he said, "No compromise." And Martin Luther said, "No compromise." Hey guys, no compromise. Jesus Christ didn't compromise on the cross. He died the death of the cross. Hey, the veterans didn't compromise your constitutional republic. Nope. Sure didn't. They died to preserve your republic. I didn't see any compromise there. Nope, because there wasn't any. There wasn't any, friends. Hey, folks, a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take his stand in order to search for consensus. What the people will say! He's ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or in moments of convenience, but where he stands in moments of challenge and moments of controversy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Conversation again I had with my pastor the other day, who's a man of God, and I just said, how does America reconcile the men of old? And I'm not even, folks, I'm just talking 100 years ago. I mean, there were still signs and wonders going on in this country. They were still dispossessing enemies. By the way, there was a man by the name of John Alexander Dowie. He started a city called Zion City right outside of Chicago. And did you know that anybody that came against his ministry, they either ended up dead, or they ended up moving away, or they ended up in jail? He literally had the mob coming after him. But God dealt with his enemies, just like he did with any other man of God, that the people of the earth would see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they would fear us for thy name's sake. Or what about this in Deuteronomy 28? The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, but they shall flee before thee seven ways. Friends, this is scripture. These are promises. Oh, that's the Old Testament. No, it's a fulfilling in the New. In flaming fire, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Oh, Bradley, that's just weird. No, that's your heritage. But if you want to settle for a professed Christianity, a powerless Christianity, a weak Christianity, which is a lack of Christianity, Christ has nothing to do with that, friends. Just find out what people will submit to, and you have found out exactly and the exact amount of injustice towards the name of Christ and wrong towards the name of Christ, which will be imposed upon them. In other words, instead of putting yourself in a position to be blessed because you will not submit to anything but Christ and the anointing, well, then you're going to be subject to tyranny, injustice, oppression, slavery, literally slavery, friends. That's what Obamacare is about. You just heard what Ben Carson said the other day. This is slavery. because of lack thereof. I mean, folks, how many people are going to go out to a light store, buy a bunch of lights that don't give forth their light? You'd say there's something dysfunctional right there. Hey, there's something wrong with the cord. There's, hey, I came to buy the light. Can I see the light? 300,000 pulpits remain silent. They remain in the dark with the dark when they should be the light that it reproves the darkness. You getting what I'm saying? They're not plugged into their power source, friends. You know, back to Andrew Young, he was on the forefront with Martin Luther King. He was his best friend. And we sat with him for 3 hours. What a cool dude. That's Young lingo. He said, Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that that cross is not something that you hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death. Bingo. No compromise. How do you reconcile the modern church of America with the men of old? You can't. But I'll tell you this, God's not the one that changed. Man changed. Man is attempting in America today to create a God that looks just like them, and God the Father in Jesus' name has nothing to do with it. I started off last hour talking about, you know, it says in the book of Hebrews, it says these men of old attained a good report through what? Faith. The fruit of their faith. They didn't talk about what they were going to do. They went out and did it. And by the way, God is the one that went to them and told them what they were going to do. They didn't apply for the job. Mariah Woodworth Edder said this of old. Listen carefully. Don't misconstrue what I say. She said, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. That's right. They're called hirelings. Read John 10 when you get a minute. These are the ones that stand there and allow the wolves to come in and devour the flock of sheep. They don't stand up and fight for them. Hey, folks, the Black Regiment during our foundations, along with our forefathers, they were not hirelings. Let me tell you what. They are the unsung heroes, the men of God of old. Because it was the men of God of old, the Black Regiment, that preceded our forefathers. And our forefathers, our founders, folks, they were very apostolic. They were very prophetic. They were teachers. I mean, you want to talk about an apostolic individual, look at George Washington from A to Z. You want to talk about the divine protection of God in a man's life, study out George Washington's life. Not through the revisionist friends, the history changers. No, find an actual book with actual history in it, and find out who your forefathers were, and you will see the fingerprints of God all over everything they have established. You want to talk about a prophet? Let's talk about John Adams, the second president of the United States. Thomas Jefferson, the teacher, said of John Adams that he was the colossus of independence. Of course he was. That is a prophet, friends. Don't get away from your Christian heritage, because it was God the Father that established this Christian nation through Christian patriots, warriors, courageous men. What you see, for the most part today, friends, is a bunch of hirelings in the pulpit, effeminate hirelings, agreeing with the spirit of the world, agreeing with the spirit that had Christ crucified over 2,000 years ago. Antichrist is what it is. They're in agreement with the spirit of the world, the prince of the power of the air. But when we begin to study men of old, we are here because of their sacrifice, their due diligence, and their vigilance. John G. Lake said this. He was a man of God. He was apostolic. He said, God calls to the Christian churches today to come forth from their hiding place. Folks, I remember street preaching one time. We were out in Minneapolis, right downtown there. And there's about 100 people around. You gather a crowd real quick. You should see live radio at the state fair, friends. We have about 100 people gathered around the booth, just gnawing at the bit to say something in the mic. contending for the faith. Remember that, friends? We're supposed to contend for the faith. We're supposed to contend. We're supposed to fight the good fight of faith. That's a thing of the past because you've been subjecting yourself to a watered-down version of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is applicable to dead men and their sins. See, we're crucified with them, we're baptized with them, and we live under the glory of God in Christ Jesus. See, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. Everybody loves to talk about that, but they don't understand that they're condemning themselves with their misunderstanding of what Scripture says. To those that are dead in trespasses and sins, you're quickened. Remember what Jesus said? The flesh profiteth nothing. It's the Spirit that quickeneth. Yes, that's real grace, because it's in power. John G. Lake said, God calls to the Christian churches today to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth and met the king. Declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. Wow! That sounds like a different version of what I've been taught. I know it is. But how do you reconcile when you read the Word of God with what you see today? And by the way, if it's lacking in your life, then don't stop until He answers. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. I'm not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, and David, and Gideon, and Samson, and all the prophets. No. I'm still the same today. Go to the New Testament, Hebrews 3. For them, I'm not a respecter of persons, Scripture says. That's what the Scripture says. The Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Friends, we have no excuses. He's drawing on men in America to prove who He is. And He desires to show Himself strong on the behalf of those who love Him and fear Him. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. Friends, this stuff is just literally... And to me, it's incredible when I read these quotes from these founding forefathers. Let me say this. This is what William Booth said. Matter of fact, in my conversation yesterday, I said, Pastor, I said, it's interesting when you look at a man like William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. When you look at the Salvation Army today, it's completely opposite. Their version, it's judgment is turned upside down, friends. It's completely backwards. This is not who William and Catherine Booth were, the founders of the Salvation Army, which you see today, friends. You see a seeker-friendly church. That is not, it has nothing to do with William and Catherine Booth. None whatsoever. These folks confronted evil to the point of no end until they received the victory. The chief danger of the 20th century will be, said William Booth, religion, Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, heaven without hell. That's right. That's right. Just speaking of the topic of abortion really quick again, friends. The silent and dormant church is the abortion industry's biggest ally. The abortion holocaust would end overnight if just a fraction of the nation's 500,000 churches became active in the fight. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. How do you reconcile today's professed church with that of 100 years ago? You can't. You just can't. Hey, folks, listen. A barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were fed and equipped for war, not a place to settle down or a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they are Christian soldiers do settle down, God will burn their barracks over their heads. Catherine Booth, the wife of William Booth, talking about how do we reconcile the modern church with that of old. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Yes! That was a quick break, friends. Talking about how do we reconcile the modern-day church with men of old. And I said, there's no way you can. It's a lack of Christianity. This is why you have so many skeptics out there trying to figure out, well, I just don't believe. Well, you know what, friends? To you skeptics, it doesn't matter. You have the same Bible I do. I'm not going to sit here and try to coerce you into something only Christ can give you. But when I asked, I can tell you this, I wasn't looking at skeptics. I was being moved by the Spirit of God to ask in the first place. So if he's the author of my faith, then he's the finisher of my faith. And I'm not saying that to deter you from coming to Christ. Of course not. I'm a preacher. I want you to be reconciled unto Christ today. Because you're not promised tomorrow. But that's up to you, not up to me. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. I don't ever want to be responsible for talking anybody into anything. Because if you can be talked into it, you can be talked out of it. No, ask for yourself in Jesus' name. Ask to know who he is in Jesus' name. You know, today we're dealing with a bunch of shepherds if you even want to call them that. Folks, here, I'm going to throw some of you guys through a loop right now. Where is the pastor supposed to lead the church? Can someone show me in Scripture where the pastor leads the church? You can't find it. 1 Corinthians 12:28, first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. Folks, what we have today is a bunch of uneducated clowns entertaining the goats instead of shepherds feeding the sheep. Well, true that. True that. Talking about a conversation I had last night with my pastor. How do we reconcile the modern-day church, the powerless professed church in America, with that of men of old who walked in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God? You can't. Catherine Booth said, when church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure there's something wrong. She continued, if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, folks, we've seen this in the 50s. The world would hate them as much as it ever did. Yeah, but now they got a modern version of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is not Jesus Christ of the Bible, friends. That says Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, he loves you. But if you can show me the wonderful life, the Bible says in the book of Thessalonians, we're appointed unto afflictions. Those that even desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 11. That's the exhortation. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Is that what we're being told today? Nope. Hey, I'll tell you what. You want to know why those pastors aren't preaching against sin? Let me tell you why. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Let me tell you why they're not. They're not preaching out against sin through their pulpits and from their pulpits to the people because they've never repented. Did you hear what I said? They never repented in the first place. For the most part, most pastors in America, friends, don't even know what sin is. They think it's missing the mark. No, it's not missing the mark. It is violating God's moral law, Exodus 20. How is it that we've gotten so far backwards? Well, the American people allowed someone else to do it for them. See, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I didn't see Jesus say, hey, do everything the pastor says or the apostle says, or, and I'm talking about the ones that are alive today. No. We have a sure word of prophecy, and what does prophecy say? Hey, folks, Richard Sibbes was right when he said this. This is a life of faith, for God will try the truth of our faith so that the world may see that God has such servants as will depend upon his bare word. So instead of depending upon God's bare word, now they're listening to the pastors and what they say. And don't offend anybody. But remember in the New Testament, Jesus said that you're going to be hated for my name's sake. This is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Matter of fact, even in John 7:7, Jesus had to rebuke his brothers for the same thing. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake? Wait a second. I was never told that. I know you weren't. Well, then the next question is this. If you call yourself a Christian and you've never repented, how are you a Christian? Because the Bible says that we're born of the Spirit, John 3:3, not of the flesh. Isaiah 66:2 says, even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. Well, what do you mean his word? Read his law. You violated it. You've broken it into a million pieces, friends. Guaranteed. Well, no, Bradley, I've only broken a couple of them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if you violated the smallest portion of his word, friends, rest assured that you are guilty of breaking his law. Well, I didn't know his law. It doesn't matter if you knew his law. I remember just a couple years ago, I was driving down the road in Minnesota here, and I was going 45 and a 30. And it literally went from the highway going 55 right into a 30-mile-an-hour zone. But I didn't see the posted sign. The cop pulled me over. I looked at him. I was kind of jacked a little bit. Youth lingo, young lingo, angry. I said, why are you pulling me over? What did I do wrong? He said, you were going 45 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. I said, sir, the speed limit was 55. He said, no, it's 30. I said, the truth of the matter is I didn't see a sign that said 30 miles an hour. He went back, he ran all of my information, and he said, I seen that you haven't gotten a ticket for over 12 years. I said, well, that shows you the power of God, doesn't it? That's real grace, setting the cruise control in Bradley's heart. He said, well, I see that you haven't gotten a ticket for 12 years, so I believe what you're saying. Therefore, I'm going to give you a pass. Folks, for the truth of the matter, I did not know that I was breaking the law. It didn't matter. The Scripture tells us, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. But I didn't know. It doesn't matter. Do you have the Word of God available? Yep. If not, just go down to the local hotel. There's one there. There's Gideon's all over the country, friends. Easy to get a Bible. It's not hard to find a Bible, friends. They're all over the place. It's the most neglected book in America. Matter of fact, there's so much dust accumulated on some of the Bibles in your homes, I could probably write the word damnation in them. Right on the top of them. Matter of fact, I want to say this too. If you have no desire for others to be saved, rest assured you yourself are not saved. Oh, I would love to hear the feedback. I got guys driving down the street now. Who are you to tell me I'm not saved? Well, let me ask you something. Who told you you were saved? My pastor. Well, let me ask you, who is your pastor to say that you're saved? The Scripture says the Spirit bears witness, not the pastor. It's not for your pastor to say you're saved or if you're not saved. And how do you know that when you are saved? Because to he who hath the Son hath life. Do you have the life of the Spirit? I'll tell you if you know you have the life of the Spirit, because you do the things of the Spirit. You emulate Christ, not the spirit of the world, or compromise, or offer up your excuses to a just and a holy God. Well, I'm sorry about that. I know Jesus died on the cross and he bled Calvary. He was despised. He was marred more than any man. No, come on, let's get this right. Repent, put your faith in Jesus Christ, believe his word, and move along, friends. We can do this. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do. See ya!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.